Genesis 22 or 32 and verse 24 said, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
All right.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Mm-hmm. The hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
Jacob.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
Yes.
Yeah. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.
Yeah.
All right.
And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there.
Blessed him.
And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face.
Hallelujah.
And my life is preserved.
Yeah.
And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted on his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew which or that shrank.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
I'd like to preach on the thought tonight, the futility of resisting God. The futility of resisting God. Would you stretch forth your hands toward me and ask the Lord?
Lord, would you help me?
Turn off me tonight.
Lord, would you know the preaching of your word?
Needing your help.
God, we need you tonight, God. Speak to our hearts and minds, Lord, through your word.
Lord,
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God.
Praise God. Kind of awkward reading there. This microphone, I feel like I'm busting some eardrums tonight.
Sounds good.
Praise God.
Whatever.
Amen.
Sounds good.
The futility of resisting God. It said in verse 24, it said, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
Right.
Amen. It said, and there wrestled a man with him. Amen. And there wrestled a man with him. The emphasis is placed on the man wrestling with Jacob, not Jacob wrestling with the man.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Here, God physically wrestles with Jacob. But actually, Brother Tommy, he had been wrestling with him in the spirit, or spiritually, his whole life.
Right, right.
His whole life. Amen. Jacob was in trouble here. He was in big trouble.
Bless him, Lord.
And God, amen, wasn't holding back any punches now. He was coming to rescue Jacob. Amen. I'm glad God sees us when we're in trouble. You know that?
Yes.
Amen. Friend, when you're in sin, or when you're backslidden, or when you're having problems spiritually, you are in trouble.
Come on, man.
You're in trouble. Amen. It said in verse 25, it said, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, in other words, when the angel saw that he prevailed not against Jacob. Now this angel, just to stop here, but this is the angel of the covenant.
Yeah.
This is Christ. This is a theophany. This is Christ in pre-incarnate form, as a pre-incarnate appearance.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. He's the same one that walked with them in the garden in the cool of the day. He's the same one that ate with Abraham.
Yes.
This is Christ. Amen. And it said, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
Right.
And notice that it said, when he saw that he prevailed not against him. In other words, he was, Brother Scotty, he was wrestling with him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting anywhere with him.
That's it.
Amen. He was dealing with him. He was physically wrestling with him, Brother George, but he wasn't getting anywhere with him.
All right.
Right.
Amen. There was resistance. There was pushback.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Then he touched the hollow of his thigh, and it went out of joint.
Yeah.
And it was over. As far as Jacob's resistance was concerned, it was over.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. When Jacob felt that thigh, amen. When he felt that leg, amen, go out of kilter, brother Jason, amen. He knew, friend, that all hope, amen, of resistance was over. It wasn't going to do any good, amen. So God had to hurt Jacob to help him, amen.
All right,
but friends, that's still mercy.
Yeah.
That's still mercy.
Still mercy.
If God has to hurt you to help you, amen, that's still mercy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now God would love to not have to hurt you.
Right.
He'd love to just be able to help you without hurting you. Amen.
Come on now.
But still, if he has to hurt you to help you, it's still mercy.
Still mercy.
Right. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
When Jacob realized the utter futility of trying to resist God, amen. He then took hold of God. Praise God. He went from pushing him off. Amen. All night long, Jacob, amen, had pushed God away. He tried to get away. He tried to subdue the angel. Amen. To where he could get away. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. But when he saw, amen, that there was no use. Amen. When he saw the resistance was futile. Amen. And he was up against a superior power. Much superior. Praise God. He said, amen, I've got to have this power to bless me. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. So he went from pushing him off to holding him, to holding on to God, embracing God. Amen. When he realized, Brother Jason, what happened? He realized that this power that he'd been resisting all night long, and actually all life long, amen, praise God, amen, this power was the only power that could help him. Amen. That's what it come down to with me, Brother Charlie. Amen. For 25 years, friends, amen, I resisted God. I ran from God. Amen. I resisted God. I didn't want anything to do with God. Oh, no. Unless I got in big trouble somewhere. Amen. I might pray and make a vow or something like that. Amen. But I didn't really want anything to do with living for God or being blessed of God. Amen. But when I realized one night, amen, there's no other power can help me. There's no other power can deliver me. This power right here, this is the power that I've got to have. Amen. That's where Jacob came to, and that's where you're going to have to come to, friend. Every one of us, amen. We're going to have to come to the place where we realize, amen, this power is what we have to have, and quit resisting God and pushing back on God and what He wants of us. Will somebody praise the Lord here?
Hallelujah.
Bless Him, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But why do we continue to resist the only power that can help us and deliver us? But we do.
You're right.
It's human nature.
Yeah. Human nature. Human nature.
Just like when I was a kid, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10. Somewhere back in there. I wasn't very old. And I came in the house one day, Brother Tom, and there was little old wild bird in there, and I don't know why, but nobody else was home.
All right.
Just me. Amen. Maybe they were out in the field, out in the garden somewhere. I don't know what they were doing. But nobody there. There was this little old sparrow bird. I believe it was a sparrow, some kind of little wild bird. And it was flying off. He got in some way, and it was flying through the house. And I didn't know a lot about things back then. You know, I know now that heart was beating, amen, hundreds of times a minute, Booch horse.
Yeah.
And he was on the verge of his heart bursting. Amen. Because a wild bird, he can't stand to be, amen, locked up or confined where humans dwell.
All right.
Can't stand it.
Right.
He was running from wall to wall, flying from wall to wall, bouncing off the walls. Amen. And I just instinctively knew, amen, I better try to catch that thing and take him outside and turn him loose.
Yeah.
Amen. Or we're going to have a dead bird on our hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I finally, Brother Scotty, I tried to catch him. Couldn't do it. So I got the broom out, and he was exhausted. And I got him up in one of the corners and kind of slid him down, you know.
Yeah.
Real carefully. Didn't want to kill him or hurt him. And I got him, Brother George, I got a hold of him with my hand, holding him firmly, but not squeeze him or anything. And I headed to the door, headed to the front door with him. You know what that bird was doing, Lord Jason? All the way to the front door, he was pecking me for everything he had.
Right.
Trying to get loose.
Right.
Trying to get away.
Yes.
Pushing back. He was like old Jacob when that angel had a hold of him. Jacob was trying everything, amen, in the world to get loose. Praise God. Woo, amen. But it was only when God touched him, amen, and said, that's it, son. Amen. You're going to serve me, or I'm going to know the reason why.
Hey,
come on. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody needs to hear this here tonight. And I don't always preach like this, but I'm telling you what. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, you know what this is right here? When old Jacob, hey, man, you know what he prayed through right here? Hey, man, you know what this? This is a beautiful picture of sanctification. Hey, man. Yes, it is. Hey, man. Jacob was already saved, friend. I said it was already saved.
Amen.
But he needed more. He needed more. He needed a closer walk.
All right.
He needed
amen
to go on with God. He needed to get something on board that could help him get through life and get through this sinful world and get through, amen, and get by his enemies. Praise God. And God, this is a beautiful picture of sanctification. Yes, amen. He had to go on to Bethel. Amen. He had to practically do, amen, what he was empowered to do here at Jabbok. Amen. There at Bethel. He got rid of some things out of his house. He got the false gods out of his house. Amen. He got the jewelry. Amen. And the worldliness. Amen. Out of his house. And the idolatry. Come on. Amen. But when he got right here. Amen. And this little wrestling match that we preach about here on the fort of Jabbok. That's where Jacob really got his help, friend. Amen. And I tell you what, amen, we need to quit resisting God. We need to quit backing up on God and backing up on holiness and righteousness. Amen. And let the Lord truly be Lord in our lives. Will somebody praise the Lord here?
Praise God.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, that thing was,
God.
It was biting me. It was pecking me. Trying every way in the world to get loose, and I was his salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was his salvation.
Come on.
Yeah.
Listen, friend, we've got to have God. We've got to have
that's
a faith.
Right. Yes, Brother John, that's right. That's right.
Oh, God.
And it can't go my way and God's way both.
That's right.
So how many knows it's going to have to go God's way? I'm going to have to go God's way.
Yeah.
Right. Praise the Lord.
Come on, then.
Yes, Lord. Right.
Amen. But it's human nature, seems like.
God.
To resist. Hey, amen. I thought about that boy of mine, Mark. Hey, amen. He works up there at Keene Mountain Prison. And a while back, they had an inmate that had served his time, and he was getting ready to be loosed.
They
were going to let him out. Amen. And they'd come by, the sergeant come by, and he'd say, well, he said, the day's just about, it's just right around the corner. You're going to leave here. You've done your time and you're going to be free. You say, no, I'm not going anywhere. Because I don't want to leave.
Wow.
I don't want to leave.
Goodness.
Amen. Finally, the day before, the sergeant said, tomorrow's the big day. You're out of here tomorrow. He said, you'll see. He said, I'm going to leave. I don't want to leave. Ain't that something?
Wow.
Don't want to be free.
Oh, my.
He liked being bound.
Come on.
Come on, holy God.
Bless him, Lord.
There are people that like being bound to sin,
come on,
bound to vice, bound, amen, to their own lusts.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's wrestling with you, friend. He wants to loose you.
Right.
I said he wants to loose somebody here tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yep. And finally, that day that he was, that they took him out of there, amen. One of the captains, one of the lieutenants, and the sergeant came and got him, and they forcefully took him out of his cell, and they escorted him, amen, with physical force out of the prison.
Wow.
And handed him over to a state cop who was sitting there ready with a set of handcuffs, and the cop cuffed him and put him in the cruiser and took him to jail. And that warden had told him, he tried to reason with him, they tried to counsel him, look, we'll get you in a halfway house. We'll do everything we can do to get you back into society if you just let us help you. But he wouldn't, Brother George. He'd probably back there or somewhere else for now, no doubt. Hey, man. I'll tell you what. The Lord's wanting to loose you, friend. Amen. He's wanting to loose us.
Right.
He wanted to loose Jacob.
Come on,
Jacob went his whole life. Hey, man, here he's got four wives now. Hey, man, and 13 children, I believe. Praise God. Hey, man. Oh, yeah. And he's a pretty rich man. Actually, he's a very rich man, but now, Brother Tom. But he's bound. I said he's bound.
Yeah.
But God said, I'm going to use this man
right.
Or know the reason why.
Yeah.
Listen, friend. Hey, man, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. God wants to help you. God wants to use you. And if he has to hurt you, he just may do it. Amen. But don't let it come to that. Why don't you just surrender and pray through? Amen. And get the victory tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's human nature to want to resist.
Yeah.
Resist.
I know of a church, Pentecostal church, and years ago, they had a Methodist pastor who began to drop in on them, on their services. Now this Methodist man, he just pastored the church there. And you know how most Methodist folks are. I mean, there's some charismatic Methodists, there's charismatic everything, charismatic Catholics. But this was just a traditional Methodist church. And he had pastored it for a long time, well, for quite a few years. But it began, he just needed to get his soul fed. Began to drop in on this Pentecostal pastor. Amen. Holiness pastor. And he'd drop in, and the Lord would bless him. He kind of made friends with them. And he'd go back and tell his church, you know, we ought to get a little bit more lively in the worship.
Yeah.
Maybe get one of these Pentecostal preachers in here. Oh, no. They didn't want that. They didn't want that.
Come on.
Amen. So he just kept going, and he got cancer. Well, they prayed for him at the Holiness Church, and God healed the cancer.
Praise God.
And he was bad. He's bad shape. When they found out, he was already in bad shape. Amen. Late stage. Amen. God healed him. Went back and told his church. Said, oh, amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
They was glad for the healing wherever it came from. Amen. But they still didn't want no more than that.
Come on.
They're satisfied where they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Finally, he goes over there one night and gets the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Yeah.
He went back and told them that. Started speaking in tongues. That was it. He had to leave. Amen. God helped him. Brother Tom, I said God really helped that pastor, that Methodist pastor. Praise God. He went on to rejoice in the Holy Ghost and the things of God. But the thing about it is, God didn't want to just help him. He wanted to help the whole church.
Yeah.
I said God wanted to help the whole church.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. But they wouldn't let him. Amen. They resisted. Amen. The power and the dealing of God and the blessing of God. Friend, don't do it tonight. I said, don't do it tonight. Let God help you. Amen.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen. Yes.
Why do we continue to resist the only power that can help us? Instead of pushing God away, we need to take hold of God.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Right.
About daybreak, amen. He took hold of God.
Lord.
When he saw resistance was futile. Utterly futile. Amen. He said, I've got to have the blessing.
Right.
I've got to have the blessing. And this is where it's going to have to come from. Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Open the wrist.
Thank you, Lord.
Friend, it's utterly futile to continue to resist God. It's an exercise. Let me say it this way. It's an exercise in utter futility. You can't win.
Right.
He's too powerful.
Too powerful.
Lord Jason, he's too great.
Yes.
Maybe you will resist him. Let me remind you of this. No man has ever succeeded in the long run that continued to resist God.
Right.
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 He's too much for you.
Too much.
He's too great.
Right.
He's too powerful.
Amen.
You can't resist God and get by.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Reminds me of a story I heard a long time ago somewhere. Amen. A little old boy went into a blacksmith shop. That old blacksmith, he had the tongs, and he had a horseshoe. He was coming down on that thing, pounding that thing, pound, pound. Finally, amen, when that little boy got a chance to say something to him, he said, sir, you sure have no doubt wore out a lot of anvils in your lifetime as a blacksmith. And he looked back at that boy and he said, not one. Never wore out the first anvil. He said, in fact, my father had this same anvil in his blacksmith shop. And he said, his father, my grandfather, had it in his blacksmith shop. Amen. And the little boy just looked at him. He said, no, I have never, amen, wore out even one anvil. He said, but I've wore out a lot of hammers.
All right.
Praise God. Friend, no matter how much this world tries to pound away and hammer away at the truths of God and of His Word, amen, they will never, Brother Jason, ever be able to make a dent in that anvil. Right. Come on. Hey, God's too much for
come
you,
on, man.
I said, God's too much for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Don't fight against God. Get your flesh under control. Yeah. Hey, come on. Right. Hey, how am I going to do that, Brother John? You're going to have to do what Jacob did here. You're going to have to surrender. Quit doing this. When God says, I'm tired of your amen, of your language. I'm tired of what you're looking at. I'm tired of what you're watching. I'm tired of what you're reading. I'm tired of it. Amen. Of how you're acting. Friend, and quit doing this and do this. Amen. And get something from God that'll give you power over your flesh.
Yeah.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Holy.
I don't know, but the masses, Lord Tom, the masses of mankind are in a lifelong, steadfast resistance to everything God stands for.
You're right.
Yeah.
And wants to do for them.
You're right.
There's no hope that they can win. They're doomed.
Yeah.
They're doomed with no hope.
That's right.
It's about like, amen, that beautiful monarch butterfly that thought he was going to challenge my Dooley. He didn't come out very well, Brother Tom.
No.
Amen, I got a 3500 Duramax and a monarch butterfly, one of the most beautiful butterflies you're ever going to see, Brother Scotty.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of them I've sprayed out of my grill. Whatever made them think that they could come against an outfit like that? There's no hope.
No,
you're right.
No chance. Friend, you got less chance than that with God.
That's right.
Come on.
You've got no chance.
Blessed Lord.
Come on, brother.
Somebody said, well, I've got the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. Hey, I don't care how much you speak in tongues. If you're not sanctified, amen, friend, you're in trouble tonight.
Right.
Oh, I shout on. But you better get sanctified if you're going to make it.
Yes, God.
Amen. Oh, my.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Holy Lord.
Amen. But there's no way, amen, you can continue to resist God and come out on top, friend. Amen. 2 Samuel 3:1 said, now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. I wonder why. I'll tell you why. Because God was with David. That's why.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody said, well, didn't David sin? Yeah, but boy, didn't he repent?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, friend, it's all in the repentance. Come on here. Oh, my. Jesus said, look at this. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed.
Yeah.
Which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it's the greatest among herbs.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, my. Come Amen. On. There's nothing going to withstand or be able to withstand the kingdom of God, friend, right, in the end. Right. Amen. It's all going to be Him in the end. Amen. The Christian religion started, Brother Jason, amen, with a carpenter, amen, and 12 followers in an obscure corner of the Roman Empire.
Right.
Amen. Just a bunch of, the Bible said that they thought in that day that they were ignorant men, an unlearned. Amen. Yeah. And that really they were, as far as the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of religion. They didn't have the wisdom of the Pharisee or Paul the Apostle. No. Amen. No. Amen. Those 12, those original 12, Brother Thomas. Amen. They were ignorant and unlearned. Right. Amen. Just fishermen,
yeah,
publicans, and tax collectors, and such like. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, before they were through, they had turned the world upside down. I said before they were through, they had turned the world upside down. I wonder why. It's because God was with them, friend, working with them. Oh, my. I've got to hurry on. Amen. But it's an exercise and utter futility to resist the Lord. In Daniel 2, amen, it said that the stone which was cut out of the mountain without hands, amen, smote the last day Gentile world power.
Yeah.
Smote that image, amen, praise God. And it came, it went rather, amen, into the rest of the earth. Amen. That stone was Jesus, friend. And it said, amen, it filled all of the earth. In the crank came a great mountain or kingdom and filled all the earth. Praise God. I'll tell you what, in the end, amen, it's only God. In the end, He reigns supreme. In the end, praise God, we better be on His side. I said we better be on His side. Hey, yeah. If somebody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord.
Lord, yes. We want to be on your side.
1 Corinthians 15 and 25 said, "For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet."
Yeah.
Right, right.
All enemies.
Come on.
Under His feet.
Right.
So that's where all the enemies of God are going.
Yes.
In the end.
Yes.
That's right.
There are a bunch of them out there doing all the things right now.
Come on.
But in the end.
Right.
They're going to perish.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll be cast into the lake of fire.
Oh, God.
Right.
It said, "Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord."
Yes. Lord.
To the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
Right.
Every atheist.
Yes.
Every Muslim.
Right.
Every Hindu and Shindu.
Yep.
And everything else out there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Yep.
All don't matter.
That's right.
Amen. Whether they believe in Him or not, whether they worship Him or not, or serve Him or not. Amen. They're going to bow and confess.
That's right.
Praise God.
Praise.
Amen. You take the prophecy of the Bible. Amen. The Bible is 1/4 prophecy.
Glory.
1/4.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. Some say it's high as 1/3. But it's 1/4 to 1/3 prophecy. You may not know a thing in the world about prophecy. That's neither here nor there. Amen. But the one thing that you do need to know is in the end, God wins. All prophecy says that one thing. In the end, Brother George, God wins. And all human history, my friend, leads inevitably to the rule of Christ on this earth. Praise God. That's its destiny. That's His prophetic fulfillment. That's the final meaning of all things. Praise God. Jesus Christ ruling, amen, on this earth. Amen. I want to be on the Lord's side in that day. Amen. I want to be on the Lord's side right now today. Come on, amen. Yes. Amen. Because, amen. Because, amen, the Lord can come tonight for the church, the entire church corporately. It's already been said. The Lord could come for any individual here tonight. Amen. And your number could come up. Amen. Or, amen, the Lord could say, "Well, amen, I've dealt with you and I've dealt with you. Amen. And now, amen, amen, I'm going to have to let something else deal with you." Amen. Come on. You don't know what's going to happen. We need to be right in that day, but we need to be right now tonight. Amen. Who's on the Lord's side? I want to get on it. I said I want to get on and stay on it tonight.
Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah, man. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Holy God.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Jacob here. Amen. Can you picture him?
Come on, Brother John.
I'm talking about the utter futility of trying to resist God. Now Jacob wanted to be saved. I mean, he wanted to hang with the people of God, but he didn't want to go God's way.
Right.
Glory be to God.
And God had invested some things already, a lot in Jacob.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to let him loose or let go of him too easily.
That's right.
But old Jacob was going to have to start toeing the mark.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So God comes out of the night, the angel of the Lord, and attacks Jacob.
All right.
And begins to throw him around like a whipped pup. And all night long, Brother Earl, Jacob tried to shove this angel off, tried to get away. A lot of people don't know really how to preach this wrestling match at all.
That's it, no.
I'm preaching to you right tonight.
Yes, you are.
Sure.
Come on.
Yes.
And along about daybreak, Brother Scotty, that's when God says, all right, I've wrestled with you, I've dealt with you, now I'm going to reach out and touch you.
Yes.
And you're going to serve me.
All right.
Amen. You're going to serve me.
You're going to serve me.
Yes.
That's him, Lord.
Yes, God.
And when Jacob feels that strength gone,
yeah,
he feels so helpless, Brother Tom. Amen. He quits resisting.
Right.
And he takes hold of God. He said, God, I've got to have the blessing. I've got to have the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've fooled around my whole life. I've got to have the blessing. Praise God. I just feel like, amen, amen, there's somebody here tonight, amen, that needs to give their whole life anew, praise God,
anew,
over to God and say, Lord, this has got to change.
Come on.
Amen. Oh, I've got to have power over my flesh. How do you get power over your flesh? You got to get prayed through. You got to get sanctified. Whatever happened to the word sanctification? Whatever happened to the doctrine of sanctification? Listen, friend, if you're not sanctified, you don't need to be doing anything but praying to get sanctified. Amen.
All right.
Come on. Praise God.
Go on. Come on, Brother John.
Jesus.
Come on.
I remember when I got saved,
thank you, Lord.
I went about 2 weeks and I tried to get in. They made me sit right up on the front seat. The first night I went, I prayed at home and got saved. And Brother Scotty, the first night I sat back. That was it. Kurt, Marshall, and Sonny Bailey, and Junior Stewart, they would not leave me alone. I had to go up front, sit on the front pew. Amen. Or either be aggravated to death. And here I was. I wasn't a backslider. I didn't know anything about church, really. Here I was, fresh off the streets, out of the bars and stuff. And they were shouting all around me. And thank God for it, I'm glad for it.
Praise God.
Want to be glad for it. But it was hard to get in. I knew I was forgiven. I knew I was saved. Went on about 2 weeks. And all of this stuff that I was involved in before, just wrestling against me, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And I went home.
It's true.
I prayed at church, but I didn't really get, I didn't get what I needed, really. Hey, man, I tried to pray. And I went home, and I finally just dove down in the old sofa there. I was the only one in the living room. As I was going down, Brother Tommy, I said, Lord, if you don't help me, I'll never make it.
Come on.
All right.
I knew it wouldn't.
Come on, man.
Holy God.
You talk about somebody getting some help.
Yeah, yeah.
It hit me. I don't know if I hit the couch first or it hit me first.
Yeah.
It hit me in the top of the head and went all the way through me.
Hallelujah.
And I felt like it filled me to the brim.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't speak in tongues that night. I got up the next morning. I didn't know a lot about doctrine. Didn't know a lot about anything. I told Kurt, he's staying here with me too. Me and him stayed with Mama Albright there at that time. And she loved us. It was just like, you know, just the thing we needed to do, really. And she loved us staying there. But I told him, I said, I believe I got the Holy Ghost last night. He said, "Did you speak in tongues?" I said, "No." He said, "You didn't get it."
Yeah.
And I told Mama all that too. She said, "Well, you didn't get it." I said, "Well, I got something." I got something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I went up to Mama Cordell.
Come on.
I tell you one thing, you didn't go to her for nothing. You get set straight exactly. She told me, Brother Jason, exactly. It's like she was there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened to you. You got sanctified.
Yeah. All right.
I said, that's what it was. I said, that's what it was. Had to be, Mama. That's what it was. Woo! Oh, it was such a clear-cut experience. My God in heaven. Hey, man, I went from being a weakling spiritually. Hey, man, I'd only been saved 2 weeks. Hey, man, to where I felt some power, friend. And when they got up and preached, I could feel that. Yeah. When they got up and sang, I could feel that. Oh, yeah. Man. And I began to seek for the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Praise God, hey, man. Oh, I'll tell you what. Hey, man, Jake, hey, man. Hey, man, when he prayed through. Hey, man, that's such a beautiful picture. I know it's the Old Testament, but it's a beautiful picture of a soul getting sanctified. Amen. And when push come to shove, and the devil made a play for him and his family, he had enough of power. Amen. That's the way I was, Brother Tom. I had enough of power when the devil would come. Amen. And say, do this, do that. Come on. I said, I don't want no part of it. I don't want no part of it. Come on. Amen. Listen, friends, you can get something here tonight. Hey, you can get something if you quit resisting the power and take hold of the power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
My, my, my. Amen.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Back when I had this pinched nerve, bad shoulder put me off the field for a while. That's 17, 18 years ago now. It literally had me off the field for a while. Amen. I couldn't preach. I couldn't hold a microphone like this. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't exert. Mm. Couldn't exhort. Couldn't work. Couldn't sleep. Couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I was off the field for just a little while. Technically, I guess I was, but not in my heart.
Yeah.
But anyway, God healed me. Long story short, God healed me. And it wasn't 2 weeks after that healing that I went and preached a revival at a church that I'd preached, I don't know, probably preached 15, 20 revivals there. It's just south of Lynchburg, Virginia. It's not even open now. Very few people would even know about it. It was a good little holiness church. And anyway, the pastor's boy, 2 weeks after I got healed, I got there and got set up and started that revival. And the pastor's boy, he was in trouble, buddy. Trouble. I mean, I'm talking about spiritual trouble. He needed to pray through. He had prayed before, but he was on his way. He was on his way out and on his way into deep sin. He's probably 18, 19 years old. And we had a long service one night. We made an altar call, and there was so much conviction. Several come and prayed, and he'd come and pray. But you can tell, Brother Scotty, he didn't get what he needed. And the Holy Ghost lingered and lingered and lingered and lingered. And his mom was on the piano, and she just kept lingering and lingering, praying, speaking in tongues. And there was nowhere to shut the service. There was nowhere to stop the service or close the service. So the Lord moved on me to get back up. I'd already made an altar call, preached, made an altar call. People had come. He had come. That boy had come. Amen. But the Lord said, get up and make another altar call. And I got up, I said, the Holy Ghost is lingering here for a reason. If everybody got what they needed, he wouldn't be lingering.
Yes.
There's somebody here who needs to pray.
Somebody needs to pray.
He still wouldn't come. So I went back to him, and I don't hardly ever do that. But I went back to him. I said, did you get what you needed a while ago when you came to the altar? He just dropped his head. I said, you need to go back to the altar.
Yeah.
You're not a bit more saved than nothing.
Wow.
He ran back up to the altar, and he prayed through.
Praise God.
He's a great man today. He's a great man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He prayed through. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. And for the next couple of months, though, amen, that was still drawing. That was still drawing on him. Hey, remember, Brother Scotty, he was trying with everything in his heart to live it. He knew he had to live it. He knew he couldn't go back. Amen. He barely escaped. He was in a close call. Amen. On the highway. Amen. And he barely escaped being taken out. And the Lord, he felt like the Lord showed him. He said, if you hadn't have prayed, you'd have been, this was going to take you out. Amen. And he said, I know it was the Lord showed me that. Amen. But, amen, he just needed to get more on board. Come on. Right. Listen here, friend. We don't preach saved, sanctified, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just to hear ourselves, just to make a 3-point sermon. Amen. You get saved. God deals with sins. Plural. But when you get sanctified, he deals with sin. Singular. That sin nature. It's got to go, friend. I said it's got to go. And it's in too many of this church eyes. Pray to be holding us.
Amen.
God's getting tired of fooling with some people, I'll tell you. Amen.
Yes.
But anyway, he had a dream. After that close call, he had a dream. It was on a Friday night, I believe it was. And he dreamed that it was in a filthy apartment, Brother Earl. About 10 stories high. And there was every kind of sin you could think of in that apartment. And he was with his friends and his buddies. And they were just living it up, partying. He said all of a sudden the building, there was an earthquake and the building began to shake. He said a storm came by. Hey, man. He said it swept them all out the window. He said, but I was able to catch on the edge or the ledge of the window and was hanging there. He said, I looked down. He said, a flood, a torrent, was taking my friends down into a dark pit. They were disappearing. He said, I was hanging on for dear life. Now, friends, this is as real. This is as real as anything I've ever seen or heard. Amen. He said, I cried out to God, Lord, help me get back in. Lord, save me. I'm going to fall to my death. He said, there was a man that came into the apartment. Come over to the window. Amen. And he said, about that time, he said, I was able to pull myself up some way. He said, I began to look at this man that had come over. He said, and he looked just like me. And he said, he began to try to throw me back out the window. He said, we got into a fist fight. He said, we literally got into a wrestling match. Amen. He said, we wrestled all over that apartment. Amen. He said, but this other person that looked exactly like me. Amen. He said, amen, he was winning out. And he said, I was getting closer and closer to being thrown back out of the window. Amen. He said, I cried out to God again. Somebody help me. He said, and another man. He said, I believe with all my heart that was Jesus. He said, amen. He said, another man came in and helped me. Amen. And we threw that guy out.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah. You know what that man was that looked exactly like him? Friend, this was a dream from God, Brother Tommy. It was his flesh. It was his flesh. Come on.
Yeah.
Somebody say, oh, the devil's my greatest enemy. I beg to differ, friend. I will say this. The devil is your enemy. You better know he's your enemy.
Come on.
But there's an enemy, amen, greater than that. The devil can't make you or take you down. He can't take you to hell if you don't want him to. But you can take yourself. You can let yourself. The greatest enemy we've got is the flesh, friend. It's the old man. That's what Jacob had to pray through over best he could.
Yeah.
And that day, he got through best he could and got power with God because he laid hold of God. Amen.
God, would you help us?
Thank you,
Lord. Help us,
he said, I went home.
Flesh.
Or he said, I woke up from that dream.
Wow.
And it was Saturday morning. He said, couldn't wait to get to church Sunday.
All right.
Amen. He said, didn't do much of anything that day. Just kept my mind on God. Amen. He knew full well what that dream was.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And he knew he needed to get help from God. He knew he needed to get sanctified. Amen. And he said his dad preached on it. Didn't tell his dad nothing. Preached on it that Sunday. Amen. And he said, I went back to the altar and prayed through, and got sanctified. Woo! Hey, man, he said, the Lord dealt with me. He said, I still had something back in my room. Back in my room. He still went. He still lived at home. Hey, man, he said, I had something there that had to go. Hey, man, he said, I went that night. He said, I put it in a bag and tied the bag up. Hey, man, he said, the next day, hey, man, going to work. He said, I took that bag and stopped at the dump. Hey, man, and threw it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he ain't had no problems. See, I mean, the devil's fought him like you fought everybody. Amen. But he's got power. Amen. Power. He's over his flesh. Power over the devil. Amen. Let me tell you something. Praise God. I've got to close. Amen. If somebody wants to come and get a song tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We need. Amen. Somebody. Amen. Needs. Praise God. You need to come. Amen. And give everything over to God. And let God completely sanctify you. And cleanse you from every evil thought. Come on. There's all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things that'll come against folks. Young folks, amen. Amen. And anybody, praise God. But now, in this day and time, seem like our young people, amen, are tempted with more probably than any generation in recent times. Amen. The prince still, amen, God has, amen. That's no excuse for them. God is no excuse for me. Amen. God's got power. Amen. God's power is greater than the devil's power. God's power is greater than your flesh and your desires. If you'll give it over to Him, God can help you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right, brother.
You're right.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You don't have to look at pornography.
That's right.
There you go.
Right.
Come on.
You don't have to lust.
No.
Come on now. You don't have to do that. There's power over porn. There's power over lust. There's power over ungodliness. There's power over every evil thought and action if you just want it. Amen.
That's
great.
You gotta want it.
Gotta want it.
You gotta want it.
Holy Lord.
Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Preach good.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Have your
praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, somebody needs to pray tonight.
Somebody better pray.
Somebody needs to pray. Somebody needs to pray.
Yes.
Let God know you're serious about this thing.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. Because you think, and the I mentioned the devil being your enemy. Yes, he is. He knows how to manipulate and talk to this flesh. He can make you think and believe that you're a whole lot more in control than what you realize.
That's right. Amen.
But friend, if you are already doing things and try to justify the things you're doing, amen, you're already way out of control.
You're out of control.
You're out of control. Come on.
Yep. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just obey the Lord, folks. Obey the Lord. Amen. But I'm going to make an altar call. She begins to play. Amen. I want us to come. I want us to come. Amen. If the Word of God has touched you tonight or dealt with you at all, amen. Praise God. You need to let God know. Lord, I heard you. I heard you, Lord. I heard you loud and clear. Oh, God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's all find us a place. Come on, let's all find us a place. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.